Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Future Rich Person by Haley Sacks, known online as Mrs. Prosten. Dow Jones is a personal finance guide for younger adults who find conventional money advice dated, intimidating, or irrelevant. It belongs to the introductory wealth building category, but its voice is shaped by social media, pop culture literacy, and a direct concern with the financial realities of millennials and Gen Z. The book argues that becoming financially secure is less about inheriting privilege or finding a rescuer and more about learning a repeatable system, understand cash flow. But budget without shame, invest consistently, and protect future independence. Its purpose is educational rather than technical. Sacks translates basic principles such as spending plans, index fund investing, regular financial check-ins, and estate planning into language designed for readers who may be starting late, earning modestly, or carrying anxiety around money, replacing inherited money rules with a modern wealth-building playbook. A central idea in Future Rich Person is that much traditional personal finance advice was built for conditions that no longer describe many younger adults. Advice focused only on cutting small pleasures, buying a home as the default milestone, or trusting a stable career ladder can feel detached from student debt, high housing costs, fragmented employment, and delayed family formation. Sacks reframes the problem by treating wealth building as a set of adaptable rules rather than a moral test. The book does not appear to reject discipline, but it questions advice that assumes readers already have surplus income, family support, or confidence in financial institutions. This matters because shame often prevents beginners from engaging with money at all. By positioning the reader as a future rich person rather than as someone who has already failed, the book shifts attention from past mistakes to present systems. Its modernity lies less in inventing new financial mathematics than in changing the entry point start with what is actually possible now, then build habits that can scale as income and knowledge grow. Secondly, using budget structure and money dates to make finances visible. The book emphasizes that personal finance becomes manageable only when money is made visible and reviewed regularly. Sacks supports practical budgeting structures such as the 50-30-20 framework, which separates after-tax income into needs, wants, and future-oriented saving or investing. The value of this framework is not mathematical perfection. It gives beginners a diagnostic tool. If rent, debt payments, or basic bills consume too much of income, the problem becomes visible rather than vague. If discretionary spending is crowding out investment, the trade-off becomes measurable. The related idea of a money date treats financial review as a recurring appointment rather than a crisis response. This reduces the emotional charge of checking accounts, credit card balances, subscriptions, or goals. Regular review also helps readers notice patterns which expenses are fixed, which are negotiable, and which reflect habits rather than priorities. In this approach, budgeting is not framed as punishment. It is a feedback system that connects daily spending to longer-term independence. Thirdly, investing consistently instead of relying on saving alone, one of the most important distinctions in the book is between saving for stability and investing for wealth. Sacks stresses that cash savings are necessary for short-term safety, but savings alone usually cannot create meaningful long-term growth because inflation and limited interest rates reduce purchasing power over time. The argument is especially relevant to readers who have been taught that responsible money management means only spending less and keeping cash untouched. Future Rich Person encourages early and repeated participation in the market, with attention to slow, diversified investing rather than impulsive speculation. This aligns with the common personal finance principle that compounding rewards time in the market more reliably than attempts to predict market movements. The emphasis on average returns and low-cost diversified vehicles, such as index funds, makes the advice accessible to non-experts. It also counters social media-driven investing behavior, where urgency and trend chasing can create unnecessary risk. The practical implication is clear automate and normalize investing so it becomes a routine wealth-building behavior. Especially for women, Future Rich Person gives particular weight to financial independence for women, reflecting Sacks' role as a finance educator in a field historically marketed more aggressively to men. The book connects personal finance to autonomy rather than treating money as a narrow status symbol. This framing is important because women often face structural pressures that affect lifetime wealth, including wage gaps, caregiving interruptions, longer life expectancy, and social messaging that encourages caution over investment. Sacks argues for learning, investing, negotiating, and planning as forms of self-protection. The inclusion of estate planning within an introductory wealth conversation is notable because many beginner finance books delay that topic or treat it as relevant only to the already wealthy. In practice, Basic planning around beneficiaries, emergency contacts, and long-term intentions helps protect dignity and reduces dependence on others during difficult events. The book, therefore, broadens the meaning of becoming rich. It is not only about accumulation, but also about choice, resilience, and the ability to avoid financial vulnerability in relationships, workplaces, and family systems. Lastly, pop culture language as a tool for financial literacy. A distinctive feature of the book is its use of humor, social media fluency, and pop culture references to lower the barrier to financial education. This approach is not merely decorative. Personal finance often fails beginners because it is delivered in language that assumes prior knowledge, emotional neutrality, and trust in experts. Sachs uses a more conversational style to make topics such as budgeting, investing, and planning feel less like institutional gatekeeping. The benefit is accessibility readers who would not choose a dense investing manual may still learn foundational concepts and begin taking action. The limitation is that readers seeking advanced portfolio construction, tax strategy, or detailed retirement modeling may find the treatment introductory. The book is best understood as a gateway text, not a comprehensive technical manual. Its contribution is pedagogical. It translates financial basics into a cultural register that younger readers recognize. That translation can be valuable because the first obstacle in money education is often not complexity itself, but avoidance caused by embarrassment, boredom, or fear. In conclusion, Future Rich Person is most useful for readers who want a first serious but approachable framework for managing money, especially younger adults, women, and anyone who feels alienated by traditional finance books. It can benefit people who need to organize cash flow, build confidence with investing, and replace reactive money behavior with recurring habits. The book is unlikely to satisfy readers looking for advanced investment analysis, complex tax planning, or professional-level financial strategy. Its strength is instead in orientation. It helps readers understand which basic levers matter and why those levers should be used consistently. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out through tone and cultural positioning, rather than presenting money management as a dry exercise in restraint. Sachs treats it as a practical literacy skill that can be taught through humor, directness, and contemporary references. The women-centered emphasis also distinguishes it from older wealth books that often treat the default reader as male, already salaried, and already financially confident. Its realistic value is that it can move a hesitant beginner from avoidance to participation. That shift is modest but important. Budgeting becomes reviewable, investing becomes routine, and financial independence becomes a concrete plan rather than an abstract aspiration. If you would like to support Haley Sachs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.